Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In Parshas Vayetze, we hear about the birth and the naming of most of Yaakov's children. Leah's fourth child is named Yehuda, and Leah says that she named him that because, Perek Chavtes Pasuk Lamed Hey, Hapam Odes Hashem, this time, says Leah, I will thank Hashem. And the naming of Yehuda, and the reasoning behind the naming of Yehuda, is discussed in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Zayin. The Gemara there quotes Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, who says, from the day Hashem created the world, no one thanked him, no one thanked God, until Leah came along and thanked him. And when did Leah thank him? That's the pasuk we just quoted. Hapam odes Hashem, this time, says Leah, I will thank Hashem. But how can that be? The Avos did not thank Hashem? Didn't they bring korbanos? Didn't they thank Hashem for miracles that happened to them? So how can you say that Leah was the first person to thank Hashem? Many Mefarshim ask this question and offer various beautiful explanations. This Gemara is also explained beautifully by the Ksav Sofer of Avram Shmuel Binyamin Sofer, who died in 1871. He was the son of the Chasam Sofer, and this idea is found in the Sefer, Ksav Sefer Ala Torah, on our Parsha. The Ksav Sofer says that the answer to this question can be found in another Gemara. The Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, says, HaKore Halel B'chol Yom Hare Zeh Mecharef U'Megadef. Someone who reads Halel every day, the Halel that you and I know from the Shalosh Regalim, from Rosh Chodesh, etc., someone who says Halel every day is Mecharef U'Megadef. It's like someone who curses God, who blasphemes God. That's the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis. And the question there is why? If Halel is so important on the Shalosh Regalim, for example, why or how could it be bad to say it every day? And if someone does say Halel every day, why would it be so bad that it would be equated with blaspheming and cursing God, Chas V'Shalom? The Ksav Sofer says that each and every one of us has an obligation to express gratitude to Hashem for every single thing He does for us. We thank Hashem for every breath, for every heartbeat. We thank Hashem for every regular day, not only the special days, so to speak. And we thank Hashem not only for the once-in-a-lifetime miracles, but also and primarily for the day-to-day natural events. Our daily tefillos from Psukei Dezimra to Shmona Esrei and beyond thank Hashem for every single event in our lives, natural and supernatural. Halil, on the other hand, focuses only on miraculous supernatural events. It highlights the times in our lives or in our history when Hashem performed miracles for us. Halil thanks Hashem and praises Hashem for times He intervened in a supernatural way, when He intervened in an out of the ordinary way. Therefore, says the Ksav Sofer, a person who says Halel every day makes it seem like he or she only feels the need to thank Hashem for the supernatural, miraculous events in their life. It seems like they're saying that they have to thank Hashem for the miracles in their life, but for the natural events, for their day-to-day existence, for every breath, for every heartbeat, where's Hashem in that? And that attitude, that philosophy, is blasphemous. It is absolutely not consistent with our beliefs. And that, says the Ksav Sofer, is what the Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Zayin Amud Beis means when it says, from the day Hashem created the world, no one thanked Hashem until Leah came and thanked Him. The Avos most certainly thanked Hashem for the miracles in their lives. They experienced supernatural events pretty regularly, and they thanked Hashem for them in beautiful and special ways. But Leah came along and thanked Hashem for the birth of a baby. That is, of course, an incredibly special event. But it's a natural event. Many women give birth all the time. To thank Hashem for that, Leah was the first person in history to thank Hashem for a natural, regular event, so to speak. And that is our job as well. Of course, we say Halel, but on regular days, on a natural day when nothing spectacular happens, no, that is the day where we must thank Hashem as well, to recognize that no day is regular. Every day is a miracle. Every breath we thank Hashem. Every heartbeat we thank Hashem. And that is it is our job to be cognizant of the regular, natural events in our lives. Those too have Hashem's fingerprints all over them. Have an amazing day, everyone!